You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal and Engineer Jim here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you might be looking at your calendar wondering, why are you guys here? Because it's an emergency pod time. Engineer Jim, put the Rick Ross, whatever you want. Because we made some news today. The Silver and Black officially announced the hiring of Gus Bradley as their newest defensive coordinator. And to help us break it all down, you know who we had to bring in. My partner in crime, the great KMM, Kyle Martin. And Booby, how are you? Before we get into Gus, and just so you guys know, we are going to just do a quick little spiel here, and then we're going to play for you guys the entirety of Gus Bradley's introductory press conference, because let's be honest, he's more interesting than KMM and myself. But Kyle, when you look at the hiring, let's start here. What do you like about it? Because we're trying to keep it positive. What do you like about this move?
I like that he has a championship resume. I mean, that's the biggest thing, right? He was a founding father, you could say, of the Legion of Boom in Seattle.
I think that is fair.
Obviously that was a few years ago and things have happened since then, but that's easily one of the most notable defenses in NFL history. And the fact that he was the father of it speaks volumes. So if the Raiders could come anything close, that would be great. But I think that's the biggest part, right? Is that he's been in situations where the pressure's on, he's been in the postseason, which is where the Raiders are ultimately trying to be. The Legion of Boom was a force to be reckoned with when it came to imposing their will and taking the ball away. And in his introductory press conference today, that was the one thing that I took away the most. I know we'll get into that more, but just the first things that stand out are his championship pedigree and that knowledge he's bringing to the Silver and Black.
And look, you know that with players, with coaches, really anything involved in a football operation, KMM, you know I like winners. I value winners. I value guys that have won Super Bowls. I think that's incredibly important to, you know, obviously the type of foundation that Gruden and Mayock and their collective staffs are building here. I think it's important that you have guys that have done it and have won at the highest level in the NFL, which is exactly what Gus Bradley has done. And just like you said, you unfortunately, you know, you took all my points. You're in my head today, brother. But I do love the fact that he's a winner. I love the fact that he's won almost everywhere that he's gone. I love that really when you look at what Gus Bradley has done throughout his career, he's essentially just come up with top 10 defenses. That's what he does. He comes into a place, he brings a defense up, and he gets them in the top 10 statistically. So if you're the Raiders, and if you're looking at his track record, you have to be very, very excited about that. And obviously, yes, I love the fact that he was the godfather, the founding father, the OG of the Legion of Boom, because he brought it up in his press comments earlier today where, yes, there were some really, really talented, highly drafted guys on that defense in that group. There were also guys that weren't. And if you were going to succeed in 2021 with these Raiders, you are going to have the benefit of, yes, some really highly touted guys. I'm looking at you, John Abram. I'm looking at you, Trayvon Mullen, Damon Arnett. But the odds are, and this goes across the league, Kyle, you are also going to have guys that are contributing that are undrafted guys picked later, you know, later in the draft. And so the fact that he was able to build the Legion of Boom into arguably one of the best defenses in NFL history, obviously the best defense that you and I have probably lived through, or the best secondary you and I have lived through, it is exciting. And you have to be excited for the addition of Gus Bradley if you are a fan of this team. Because let's face it, last year on the defensive side of the football was not good. You and I have talked about it time and time again. It was not good. Objectively, statistically, not good. So to bring in a guy, a new voice, a guy who has won at the highest level, brother, it's a huge W for me today.
Yeah, I agree, man. this defense needs to take a significant step forward in 2021. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Just looking at the numbers from last year, I mean, we could get into a lot of different things, but the Raiders were ranked 25th in total defense with 389 yards allowed per game. They were 24th against the run. They finished 26th against the pass. They were 30th in points per game allowed. They were 30th in third down defensive efficiency. They were last in fourth down defensive efficiency. Here, this is pretty staggering. So the third down defensive efficiency, the Raiders allowed teams to convert on 48.8% of those downs. And on fourth down, the Raiders allowed opponents to convert on 82.4% of their fourth down attempts.
Oh.
82% on fourth down.
Dude, I mean, when you read it out like that, it just, it doesn't feel good hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things, we all knew it, but to hear it vocalized, that is a bummer, dude.
It is. And I think the biggest thing for me is that, and Coach Bradley harped on it during his press conference today, was that he wants the Raiders to know, and he wants his deep players on defense to know, that every play they call is a play designed to get the offense the football back. And I love to hear that, because the Raiders' turnover ratio this past year, they were minus 11, which was tied for 30th in the league. Not great. And then if you look at the interception leaders on the team, Jeff Heath led the team with 3, and he started in 5 games. So turning the ball, or getting the ball and forcing turnovers, has to be the focal point. I mean, along with sacks. We all know that the sack numbers have to improve.
Yes.
But the turnover ratio has got to be better.
It does. I mean, 1,000%. And you and I have had this conversation 1,000 times, Cam, and we will have it probably, unfortunately, a couple hundred more times before the season starts. But if the deficiencies of the Raiders defense in 2020 were, as you've just laid out, multiple. And to hear Gus Bradley say that one of the non-negotiables on his defenses going forward is finding a way to take away the ball, oh, it brought a smile to my face. It brought a peace to my heart. And it's just something that this defense, frankly, has lacked the past couple of years. And going back to even, you know, I hate to be this guy, but going back to 2016, going back to the last time that this team really found success on both sides of the football, the Raiders' defense was not the 85 Bears. You know, the Raiders' defense was not the 0-2 Ravens, but they found a way to take away the ball when it mattered most. They were very opportunistic, and say what you will about the numbers, and I know historically speaking, they were not great Raiders defenses, but they found a way to take the ball away and give Derek and the offense chances to succeed. And so if that is all we get from Gus Bradley in year one, if that is the only thing that objectively gets better, that the takeaways go up, I mean, look, call it a win, right?
Yeah, absolutely call it a win. I guess that's the silver lining, right? Is that all you can do is go up from here. I wouldn't say that this past season was rock bottom defensively, but it was pretty close. And obviously we can attribute that to the multitude of new players that general manager Mike Mayock and head coach John Gruden added in the offseason. So those new pieces meeting completely unfamiliar players for the first time with an unconventional and shortened off season, limited practice reps. Like, obviously all of those things contributed to the defensive struggles this year. So it's not all in the players. They went through a coaching change. There's a lot that went into it, right? But there's plenty of talented players, a lot of cornerstone pieces, and Max Crosby, Jonathan Abram, as you pointed out, Arnett, Mullen, Cleland. So there's a lot of optimism for this team in 2021, but it just takes seeing the product on the field to really believe it, right?
Yeah, I mean, 1,000%. And you know, trying to put lipstick on a pig a little bit from last year, right? And I know we shouldn't harp too much on last year, because that was, frankly, it wasn't Gus Bradley's defense. You know, there is nothing that happened in 2020 that he can take ownership of. And he shouldn't. He was not the coach. He was not in this building. But you and I have discussed ad nauseum that defensively, I think the biggest frustration for us a lot of the time, and I don't want to speak for you, but I know the biggest frustration for me, a large part throughout the season, is that you look at some of these individual performances and you're like, okay, there's something there. We saw good games from Abram. We didn't see them consistently enough. We saw good games from Trayvon. We saw good games from Max, and Max needs some help on the defensive line. You and I both know that. But it was just, we're looking at it and we go, look, there's guys here that are playing good football. Jeff Heath, for the limited time that he was on the field, I thought he had a really nice season when healthy and when able to go to work. So we're looking around being like, all right, so we have guys that are playing good football. How come collectively as a unit, the defense is frankly underperforming. And so I think that'll be one of Gus Bradley's biggest challenges, but also a challenge in a positive way too, where he's like, look, there are guys here who can play football. Now I just got to figure out a way to get all 11 of them, on the same page from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, and to see what we can do for 60 minutes of sustained quality defense.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be interesting to see how the players are able to mature underneath his leadership, right? Because there's a lot of young players on this defense. So I can't recall, like I'd have to go back and dig it up, but I can't say that Richard Sherman was right in the beginning of his career when Gus Bradley took over as the DC in Seattle. But I mean, he helped those guys all reach a lot of their peaks, right, during that Legion of Boom era. So not to compare, not to set the bar that the Raiders are going to be the Legion of Boom 2.0, but if he's able to bring out the best in some of the most notable players to play this game defensively, that are going to be Hall of Famers like Bobby Wagner, Michael Bennett, Richard Sherman, all those guys. It'll be fun to watch him, you know, help turn Trayvon into a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro, and Jonathan Abram, and, you know, a lot of people have compared the way that Jonathan Abram plays to the way that Cam Chancellor plays, right? And if you remember, Cam Chancellor was violent when he tackled. He probably has a little bit more size than Jonathan Abram does, but when it came to tackling, they let their physicality speak. And I feel like he can really mold a lot of these young Raiders into versions of those great players that we witnessed in Seattle all those years ago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, if this Raiders defense can be 1/10 of the Legion of Boom, I think we're in a good place. And KMM, just two things real quick before we toss it over to Gus, because we've talked about him enough. Might as well let the people hear from him. The two things that I just had on the back end to kind of add to everything that you've said is that I think I don't want to say like on a less important level, because I think it is really important, but I think on something that isn't getting a ton of shine today, is that I love the fact that Gus Bradley's very familiar with the AFC West. Because the goal for him is not really going to change in 2020. Yes, he's wearing a different, you know, obviously different colors, and he's going to be in a different place and all that, but he's still going to have to find a way to limit Patrick Mahomes. Now he's going to have to figure out a way to stop Justin Herbert. Probably not a lot of guys out there who know Justin Herbert better than Gus Bradley. And he's going to have to figure out a way how to limit the Denver Broncos on offense with whatever hodgepodge of offensive skill players they have in 2021. But I think that familiarity is going to be really, really beneficial. And then the other thing that I like, Kyle, is that he was asked about, you know, obviously none of us know what the state of the world is going to be like in 3 months and 4 months. Heck, we don't even know what next week is going to bring. But the one thing that I thought that was really important was when he was talking about his defense, he said the defense is built in such a way that everyone can contribute. You don't need to be a 12-year veteran with 200 games played. You can be a young guy coming and you can learn it. It sounds like I don't want to say easy, but it sounds like it's very learnable. And I think that from you and I, from what we've heard from a couple people, that at times that wasn't the case for Paul Gunther's defense last year and in the years prior. So to have a guy come in who knows the division and wants to put his guys in a position to succeed, I mean, look, that's a W. And I know that he said all the right things today. I get that, and we're going to play that in just a second. I know he said all the right things today, but we're at a place now, KMM, where it's like, look, you said all the right things. That's a great first step. Let's see what you can do week one.
Yeah, definitely. I think eliminating a lot of the complexity will be a point of focus for Gus Bradley. I think it's a great point that you mentioned too, Eddie, that he has familiarity within the division. If you go back and rewatch some of those Kansas City Chargers games this year, they were tightly contested. And, you know, let's not forget that the Chargers ended the season on a 4-game winning streak. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with Herbert and his incredible arm, but let's not downplay the defense's role. The fact that you pointed out everything, right? He's just familiar with the opponents that the Raiders will face. He has a familiarity with the players that he just coached against in practice on a daily basis. And Denver, we'll see, right? I mean, there's still plenty of playmakers on that team. We'll see if they make any moves in this offseason. But Gus Bradley, I think, will be a great addition. And it's a guy that Coach Gruden is familiar with too, right? I mean, he has a history with them. They coached together back in the NFC South. So he's reuniting with a lot of guys that he trusts, right? He brought Rod Marinelli in last year. And he brought Rich Rosasha in when he first rejoined the Raiders. So
Ole.
Ole, yeah. There's plenty of guys that you could give that label to, like a Gruden guy, right? And Gus Bradley is just another one to join the list. And just from watching the media coverage and some analysis about the Raiders' decision, he brings a lot of positivity. And he's going to just, you know, provide the players with a sense of joy. Like, I hope they come to work not dreading the complexity of what they're going over and what they're learning, right? You should be excited about it. And I think that he's going to provide that for them. So time will tell, but I'm excited about the addition and can only go up from here.
Yeah, very, very well said, KMM. So without further ado, Engineer Jim, you got the buttons, my friend. Play that beautiful, beautiful audio of the full press conference earlier today of the Raiders' new defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley.
First of all, thank you for everybody showing up. I'm very excited about this opportunity. I know things have moved pretty fast since the end of the season, but had really a great visits with many people from the Raider organization, including Coach Gruden himself and many of the staff. So just first of all, I want to appreciate the opportunity to be a Raider now and excited about the future and what it brings.
Hey, Gus, it's Tashawn Reed from The Athletic. You've been known as a cover three guy pretty much since your Seattle days. How do you think, obviously you're just getting started, but how do you think the Raiders personnel fits that scheme?
Well, it's a great question. You're right. I think the basis is a lot of cover three, but I think it's evolved since Seattle. When we went to Jacksonville, there's things that we incorporated. And then once we went to the Chargers too. So I think it's more multiple than maybe the days, you know, the Seattle days. So, but it really revolves around looking at the personnel that we have and then, you know, putting guys in position to where they can make, you know, a lot of plays and position them to where they have the ability to make plays. So, that's a task that we'll look at in the next month or so, really evaluate our personnel. Obviously, you're familiar with some of the guys, but I think to be true to everybody, to really sit down and watch film before we talk really candidly about each player is important.
Hey, Coach, Jerry McDonald from the Bay Area News Group. I was curious as to what 4 years as a head coach did to you as a coordinator. Did it change you in terms of your outlook and how you looked at things and how you
worked? Yeah, that's a great question. Now, I think it has. Because when you're a head coach, you're involved in many of the offensive meetings. You know, you're sitting in with the offensive personnel and offensive staff, and you're hearing how they game plan, how they do it by formations, what formations they think best attack this style of defense. So I think in many ways it was beneficial. It did give me a different view of how to look, maybe how defenses are attacking us or offenses are attacking us.
Hey, Coach, congratulations. This is Chris Matthews, KLAS-TV here in Las Vegas. I've never met anybody from, is it Zambrotto before?
Yeah, you probably won't either. It's pretty small.
Where the past bridges the future. I love it. Hey, let me ask you a little bit.
No, there's some good people there, though. Maybe you should go visit there sometime.
Well, it's a town of 3,000, so you got to know everybody.
No, that's great.
Can I just ask you a little bit about the what kind of attracted you to this position? What attracts you to this whole defense? And just your conversations with Gruden preparing for this job, and what kind of sold you on the opportunity here in Vegas?
Right. Well, it all started, you know, obviously Coach Gruden and I have have that experience together when we were together at Tampa, but we stayed in contact, you know, when we see each other at the combine. But what I was really impressed was when I came in here to interview, it was just the vision that Coach had. And I had a chance to meet with, you know, with Mark Davis. He was in on the interview and shared his vision, and to hear John Gruden's vision, Mike Mayock's vision, it was something that was very good for me to hear and to see just how they are so closely related. And it was just a very, very positive experience.
Yes, it's Josh Giebau from Associated Press. Just wondering, some defensive coaches have the philosophy of building from the line back and some from the secondary up in terms of how they want their defense. Do you have a philosophy on that and just how you want to build a defense?
Well, you know, I think that had the ability in Tampa, really started off coaching the linebackers and played a secondary in college. But I know really where it all starts is up front. And I think that's first and foremost, you know, to get things right up front and, you know, and then fill it in everywhere else. But you need quality players at each group, at each level, to be successful in the NFL. And then, you know, the ability to really communicate that information to them so it truly looks like football.
Welcome to Vegas, Gus. Levi Edwards from Raiders.com. Being on the outside looking in for 3 years with the Chargers, what would you say has been the strengths of the Raiders defense? And are you excited about working with them?
Well, I would say this. You know, to be honest with you, you don't spend a lot of time watching the other side's defense. The offense, the Raiders offense, have had a chance to look at them for the last 3 years, you know, six times that we played each other. So, but I do know this, that the Raiders, when we prepare for them, when we talk about the Raiders as a team, we know that they play extremely hard and with great effort. And that's what I know every week in, week out when we play them during those times. That's what you saw on tape. I think as far as for me as a defensive coordinator, watching the offense, I've just seen it grow the last 3 years, the offense. I think that, you know, they're getting pieces in place, but really just how the offense has evolved. And it's a very difficult offense to get a feeling for how they're going to attack you as a defense because they're very multiple. And I think they do a really good job of utilizing their talent. So, you know, I'm more familiar with the offensive side and been very impressed with that. I know they've got a lot of skilled players and a lot of talent up front. And it's always a challenge to game plan. And then defensively, just that their ability to play hard and they make plays. You know, they were making plays at critical times. And if you can do that as a defense consistently, you've got a chance.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations. This is Anthony from the Fresno Bee. You just talked about vision just a minute ago. Just curious, what is your vision for this for your new defense? And what do you want to see from the players? I know it's early, but just have you thought about that yet?
Sure. Yeah, I think that the style that you should see is a team that plays with great effort, great enthusiasm, great toughness, and a defense that plays smart. That is our key. That's the style when people talk. Now, if you just said, hey, what is our non-negotiables? That is fast, physical, and we've got to find a way to get the ball. And we got to set up opportunities for the offense to score, give them possessions. And, you know, every call that we design is really, even if it's just a three deep, like you say, or man coverage, we want the players to have the mindset that every call that we have is designed to get the ball. And it's very important, the communication that take place within the defense. We're going to add defenses. We're going to be very multiple, but not the expense that we don't play fast. That's first and foremost.
Hey, Gus, Vinny Bonsignore with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm sure part of the process in talking to John was, you know, articulating your plan for getting the current players from point A to B to C and so on and so forth. They've made a lot of investments in draft picks, free agency, in getting some pieces in place. From what you've seen in the short film work or whatever that you've done looking at this defense, what is your plan for getting some of these younger players, Cleve Farrell, Damon Arnette, Trayvon Mullen, Jonathan Abram, up to speed and to that next level?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's to build what obviously the staff, previous staff has done here. I mean, you're doing a great job with fundamentals and things like that. And then you involve a new system. What I would say is it is a system now we have in place. And there's things that are non-negotiables, but we also don't want our players to be robots. There's things that we do that we build strongly about, and it's really based on fundamentals and you know, things like communication, fundamentals, tackling, you know, guys, a get off, you know, up front with the defensive line. So there's some non-negotiables like that. It's an exciting defense to play, and I would say that the players will be very excited to be a part of it because they know that they're going to have the ability to play fast. And I think it's our job as coaches is really to evaluate the players and then put them in position to where they can make plays. And like I said, for me, to be fair to the players, that's what's going to take place the next month or so. You know, we're going to be heavy in tune to it. I'm excited about a guy, Coach Rod Marinelli, is going to be a part of this staff. And he was another big reason why this was so important, I think, to take a look at this opportunity. I've got great respect for Coach Marinelli, and he'll be a great sounding board along with, you know, guys like Travis Smith, and understanding some of the personnel things. But as coaches, you got to, you know, watch the tape and formulate your own opinions as well.
Hey, Coach, Jerry McDonald again from Barry News Group. There's still no telling how much you're going to actually get hands-on with these guys in the offseason. All that stuff's got to be worked out. Practice time is more scarce than it's ever been. I'm curious whether you think your defense is an easy defense to learn. Can you play fast, or is it? Are you trying to, you know, make sure that it's quick enough so that they can play fast?
Yeah, I would say this. The I think back when it all started, a little bit of history when we were at Seattle, when we, you know, there's some of us that came up and went into a room and kind of designed it. You know, there's always things that are copied, but the foundation of the defense, really, when it was brought to our attention, was a try to design something that allows young players to come in and play early. You know, it's not a defense that you're going to come to us and say, I need this 12-year veteran, I need this 13-year veteran, because, you know, they're the ones that understand the system. And you know, it wasn't brought up in that fashion. So we knew we had to design something that players could learn and understand. And maybe it was simplified for them and makes it hard on offenses. And that was the whole idea behind it. So, you know, back in the day, that's why you saw Earl Thomas come in and play early, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, you know, Bobby Wagner. These were young players that played early. So it is a big part of it. We try to design it so players have a chance to come in and play early. But yet, I mean, just like anything, there's, you know, defenses, you've got to have to be multiple, and you can't sit in one thing or two things the whole time and allow offenses just to tee off. So there's some things to it, but I think really what's heavy on it is the fundamental part of it. That's the detail that comes into it.
Yeah, Coach, it's Ed Graney from the Review Journal in Las Vegas. You talked about going and getting the ball, and obviously their takeaways have not been what John has wanted in 3 years, and I assume that comes down to players and talent. But are there other ways in your career you can see where those things can be created more to make it easier on a defense with the takeaways?
Well, it is. You know, I've been a part of defenses where, you know, you've done really well in getting takeaways, and then the next year, you emphasize the same things, and you're not quite as productive. So it's still, like I said, it comes down to make sure the calls give players opportunity to get the ball out. And then there's a mindset to go get the ball and not miss any opportunities. And these are things we preach every week, every day in practice. You know, every rep is, you know, about tackling. Every rep is about getting the ball. And it's kind of a mindset that we're trying to develop with the players. And, you know, and also I think there's innate ability. You know, there's guys that, you know, in college, they have a tendency to get the ball. They're ball hawks. And a lot of times that transfers over when they come into the NFL. So, you know, I think it's important to have guys that have that mindset, as well as I believe it can be developed.
Let's do three more questions, guys. We'll go Cassie, Sam, and then Chris.
Hi, Coach. Cassie Soto with the Las Vegas Review Journal. What were some of the major selling points to accept this position, and how excited are you to get to the city of Las Vegas?
Very excited. I mean, it wasn't hard. First of all, you're sitting in a meeting with Coach Gruen, who's awesome. And then we had, you know, Mark Davis in there, Rod Marinelli, you know, multiple other guests that came in there, stopped by. So it was, you could just get a feeling that, man, it was, they're all in this together. And like I said earlier, there's the same vision. And then excited about, you know, being a part of the Raider tradition. I mean, I grew up in Minnesota. I remember the Super Bowl, the Vikings game, you know, so there's a long history of having great respect for the Raiders organization and the tradition. And, I mean, it's, you know, the fans, the history, I mean, iconic organization that's known all over. So to be a part of that, And obviously winning is extremely important. And as a coach, to come into a situation where winning is that important, that's all you can hope for. And this shares the same philosophy as you do. So, and then the Vegas part of it, I mean, you hear so many good things. It really is. When you talk to coaches that are here, and there's not one negative thing about being in Vegas. It's all positive. So, I mean, we could feel it even when I was part of the Chargers driving up to the stadium. To see where the stadium's located. And there's fans outside in the parking lot, even though they couldn't go in the building. And so I don't know. It's just something I think we're all very excited about. The people here have been outstanding and really can't look forward to the first day.
Sam, is it me or you, Sam? Me?
Chris, go ahead. Yep, Sam dropped off.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Coach, can I just ask you a little bit about when you look at the building blocks to make this a defense that you want it to be, how far away, I mean, how far away are you? Do you kind of get a sense of that we need this, and this to get where I need to be?
Well, I think that, you know, it'll be interesting to see. It'd be nice. I wish I could just tell you, okay, here's what we need to do, and here's how we got to get better. But really, I think everybody's going to have to improve. Coach Gruden and I talked about this. The way you see really great growth in a unit is when it's extremely uncomfortable. And I think that's the challenge that every player, every coach needs to feel, is that uncomfortable piece of it, to know that, hey, we got to all take our game to the next level. And I really believe the players, they're hungry to do that, and they want to get that done. But, you know, obviously it starts up front. You need to be able to affect the quarterback. You know, when you look at stats year in and year out, they say, you know, if you stop the run, you know, if you're in the top five stopping the run, does that give you a great chance to make in the playoffs? But really the stat that's consistent is the ability to affect the quarterback. If you can affect the quarterback, you got a good chance to help your team, you know, make it to that level that you're all shooting for. And then, you know what goes on from there. So, you know, that's why I think up front is so important. And I think there's pieces in place there. But to give you a fair assessment, I'd really like to have a chance to really watch the film, because sometimes in a system, they're going to play differently. You know, there might be guys that played on the closed side, and we're going to ask them to play on the open side, you know, and sometimes you can see great improvement just because of that. So, you know, we'll evaluate everybody, but I am excited. I know there's a hungry group of guys and they want to get better. Now, this is being passed on from Coach Gruden and the guys that I met with. But you can tell, you know, when you see him play and Coach Marinelli talk about all the players and how much passion he has for them, you know, I know this is a great group to start with.
Hey, Gus, just wondering how much leeway you're going to have in terms of building your staff, if there's anybody already that's part of that, that you're bringing over with you, or current coaches on the staff in terms of their status.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, there's some staff members here that I would still like to visit with and check with them and see how they are and their feelings and where they're at with the process. Obviously, there's, you know, I felt like we had a tremendous, tremendous staff with the Chargers. I mean, you know, at all positions, it really was. I really enjoyed it. And as many of those guys that we can bring, if there is spots that are open, you know, that's always something that you take a look at. But there's some very good, I mean, like I said before, guys like Rod Marinelli. I mean, Rod Marinelli and I didn't get a chance to work together at Tampa, but I sure heard a lot about him. And there's so much respect for him and what he brings, not only on the field, but just developing coaches and developing players and the mindset. So, I mean, we're going to put together a really good staff, and it's going to be a staff that really we each can grow from each other on it.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Coach. Appreciate it, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
So there you have it. The Raiders' newest defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, the entirety, the full deal of his comments today. And like Kyle and I talked about, you have to be excited if you're a fan of this team with this hire. And KMM, before we get out of here, I had one question to ask you. So you and I think both kind of pride ourselves on feeling the pulse of the nation. You know, I like to think both of us are men of the people. You know, we understand kind of the plight of the fan a little bit, because our Twitter mentions are filled with 99% of Raiders fans, good, bad, or somewhere in between. But I'm curious if you saw this, where I thought it was interesting, and I'm not calling anyone out here. I think that it's just kind of interesting to kind of look at where we are in 2021, but it's not a secret that Raiders Twitter was not a huge fan of Paul Gunther towards the end. And I can understand that, you know, the defenses were frankly very disappointing. So I get that. So I understand when he departed, that there was a sense of, you know, I don't want to say joy, but there was a sense of, okay, on to the next. Then the announcement of Coach Bradley today, there was a bit, I think that overwhelmingly there was a positive sentiment, right? Where people are like, all right, you know, he's a top 10 defense guy. He's the Legion of Boom guy. He's the guy that you and I have talked about for the past 15 minutes prior to we heard that press conference. But it also seemed like there was a segment of the fans who were just kind of like, wah, wah, it doesn't matter. We have a bad defense. And I don't get it, baby. I really don't. Like, if you're not getting excited about your team during the offseason, like, what are you here for?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it was just a disappointing year, right? I feel like disappointing in the sense that the Raiders started out 6-3, and we all know where they finished. They had playoff hopes and aspirations, and they fell short. And I feel like a lot of Raider Nation is just still upset by that. I mean, let's give them credit. The season only ended, I mean,
a fair point.
A week and a half
ago.
A
fair point, KMM.
And, but I get it. I mean, like, yeah, you should be excited, and I'm sure there will be plenty of fans who are fired up by the coaching decision addition come the start of next season. You know, and once, you know, you don't know a lot, right? I mean, you know his history, and I don't know. I feel like Gus Bradley probably doesn't get enough credit as a defensive coordinator. I mean, we all know he did the Legion of Boom. You and I just discussed it at length before this. But he's not like a guy like Wade Phillips that everyone thinks of, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
But
I get that for sure.
But I mean, a lot of people could be a little bit more fired up. I feel like they've just, I'm trying to speak on behalf of Raider Nation right now, and I feel like they've probably been down this road so many times now that they're just like, they don't know what to believe anymore. They don't know what to get excited about because they're too afraid of being hurt again, right?
Yeah, and you're a man who knows a little about that, aren't you, Boobie?
Yeah, we all have our own fair share of the darkness. So
yeah, dude, that's a great point, though, man. I mean, I think it's like it's kind of hard because you and I kind of exist in this almost not alternate reality, but we exist where like, okay, we made a move, we're all in, we're fired up. This is what's going to get us through it. But we view all these moves, I should say, through a different prism than your average fan does. And you bring up a great point. The season ended less than 2 weeks ago. I think there are some very fresh wounds there, as you brought up. And, you know, it's going to take time. You know, Coach Bradley, this defense, this entire team, I should say, is going to have to prove to these fans again that, hey, last year was disappointing. It sucked. The first part of the year was awesome, and it ended terribly, but we are committed to getting back. We are committed to returning to the postseason. And you bring up, like I said, you said it perfectly. Now it's just a matter of all the coaches really, just doing it, putting their money where their mouth is, and just getting this team back to where we all want them to be. So, God, look at you, man, just bringing it full circle, summing it up in a nice little way there, KM.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you. So, for Eddie Pascal, Engineer Jim, and the great KMM, and a huge shout out to Coach Bradley. Just congratulations and welcome, Coach. We are excited for everything that you are going to bring to the table. We are excited to see some quality defense in 2021 and beyond. And boy, trust me, brother, we need it. We need it in a big way. So as I said, we are out of here, and we will be back. Funny enough, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with our normal episode of Upon Further Review with, spoiler alert, our interview with Coach Bradley. So until tomorrow, Raider Nation, sleep well. We will catch you in the morning for our usual episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people to be with those they love. We're pilots, flight attendants, and technicians, but we're also parents, spouses, and neighbors. And just like you, we're excited to reconnect with the people and places that matter most. That's why we're going the distance for health and safety, on the ground and in the air. Because the further we go now, the safer it'll be to go farther tomorrow. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, only at Allegiant.com.